What I say is what I say. And honestly, Megan, if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I've been very nice to you, although I could probably maybe not be based on the way you have treated me, but I wouldn't do that.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Don't forget, download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, 3 p.m. 3 p.m., listen to me. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. I'm already trying to promote Steve Novotny. I'm forgetting the most important thing, which is promoting me because, well, I'm the center of my universe, so why not? Okay, when am I on again? Let me think. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Okay. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And again, download the River Network app. You got Steve Novotny 5 days a week as well, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. And now, Dimitri live and dangerously local. The force multiplier of truth. I could play that all day. All right. Boy, what a story. If you just tuned in, you missed some incredible radio. This story with Karen Neff and her husband, Keith Barretti, and all the trials and tribulations, everything they've gone through in their lives and now facing this. Oh, my God. So you can hear this program. They chop it up into six segments and put it on rivernews.org. That's rivernews.org. You can also see the Facebook live stream of this. We do a Facebook live stream whenever we have internet access, internet service available here at the world headquarters of the Ohio Midland News Group. And yesterday and the day before, we did not have internet access, and it was really, really bad. So let me give you an update on that. MCTV. Last couple of days, MCTV stood for Mighty Crappy TV, internet service cable company that we have here at Rock Hill. Lots and lots of problems. Apparently, there was some sort of a incident involving a truck that ran into some poles or did something or other, and which says to me they didn't bury the cable lines, but maybe they did. I don't know. But it was some sort of a accident involving some sort of a truck. And long story short, it was a royal mess here for the past 2 days. And people here from the station were calling MCTV to find out what's going on. And they were hanging up on our people. And it was just really, really, really bad. And it caused all sorts of major headaches here. So here's the rest of the story. I reached out to MCTV, reached out to them on Facebook yesterday because I wanted to see when is the internet going to be restored, because that's going to depend, or it's going to then be a factor in whether I can book guests and do all the other stuff that I have to do. And I need the internet for a lot of this stuff. So left a message on Facebook, of course, no response. Then I went to their website and wanted to do a live chat. And so ask the question, when is we going to get internet service back in Belmont County? That's right, Belmont County.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Because there were many people in Belmont County who were without service. I mean, this was a very, very bad thing. I can't believe they didn't bury the cable line so that you wouldn't have to deal with these trucks and everything else going into the poles. Anyway. So I go to their website, do a live chat. It's like, okay, because I wanted to talk with someone, and of course you couldn't talk with anyone. So you do a live chat, and I just put in there, when we're going to get internet service again in Belmont County. And I'm waiting and waiting and waiting for the chat. Well, of course there is no chat. Just a message saying that essentially we know who you are, your phone number, we'll give you a call back. And I thought to myself, yeah, right, sure you will. Well, they called back. I couldn't believe it. MCTV actually called back. The lady was very nice. She was very nice to me and explained that they had this traffic accident of some sort that this truck went into a pole and it knocked down all sorts of things. And she went into a lot of detail. And I said, all right, fine. Well, I mean, I hope nobody is hurt and all that. And when do we get internet access again? And she said, well, this should be this afternoon, yesterday afternoon. And sure enough, we got it back. But I thought to myself, boy, if they had just been this nice when we first reached out to them, a lot of the bad will that this created would not have happened. If they had not hung up on our people when we were reaching out to them saying, hey, what's going on here? When are you going to fix this thing? None of this would have happened. If they had told us right from the beginning that there was a outage regarding the internet, and when we first called them, instead of them saying, well, it's got to be your fault, it's always the customer's fault, none of this would have happened. If that lady who spoke with me yesterday had been in charge of customer service, and I don't believe she was, but I don't know, a lot of this stuff would not have happened. Accidents happen. In any business, accidents happen. In my business, Dimitri 2020 LLC, accidents happen. Sometimes I screw up, and sometimes it's a small one, sometimes it's a big one, but I got to make good on that. First, I have to alert the client, I screwed up, and then here's what I'm going to do about it, and I hope this is acceptable for you, but if this is on me, that's all there's to it. I just screwed up. So if cable companies, Comcast and MCTV, would be more forthcoming, I think at least some of these headaches, would go away. You still have crappy service here. I don't understand why we don't have more aggressive cable companies here, fiber optics or whatever, and bury all the lines so we don't have any of the kind of problems that we had here at Rock Hill the past 2 days. That I don't know. But it's just the frustration of living in Belmont County with the limited choices and the businesses that, well, it's the best we got here. I better leave it at that. All right, so thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate it greatly, and I want to talk with you next about the lack of coverage regarding the person who I think is most likely going to be our next governor in Ohio, and that's Vivek Ramaswamy. He is a guy who was born in Columbus. His parents obviously are Indian. I don't know where they came from. Not necessarily India, but they could have been, you know, from some other country, Uganda. I think they were in Uganda or something like that, which my sources tell me is a country in a continent that starts with the letter A. So it's out there somewhere east of Long Island. That's pretty much all I know. In any event, the local media here has all but ignored Vivek Ramaswamy. And why is that? Well, I think the answer is obvious, because he's a MAGA guy. He's a Trump guy. And, oh, by the way, did you know this? Chances are you didn't. In fact, I will bet you your last dollar you didn't know this. Donald Trump has already endorsed Vivek Ramaswamy to be the next governor of Ohio. Now, you'd have thought this would have been big news in the local media. But, of course, it is not, because the local media, the dying local media, the dying newspapers, a billionaire, Bob Nutting, a billionaire, he inherited the money, of course, and the failing TV stations, they all hate Trump. They all hate MAGA Nation. They all hate you. And so there was no mention of this. At least I didn't see any mention of this. Let me put it that way. And you would have thought this would have been a very, very big deal. Well, let me just read you the statement from Donald Trump. Vivek Ramaswamy is running for governor of the great state of Ohio. I know him well, competed against him, and he is something special. And special is all uppercase, every letter uppercase. He's young, strong, and smart. Hey, so am I, except for the young and strong part. And actually, other than those all three. In any event, Vivek is also a very good person who truly loves our country. He will be a great governor of Ohio. Will never let you down. He has my complete and total endorsement. Donald Trump. Now, why have you not heard of this before now? Well, that's why I tell you, you got to download the River Network app and then click River Talk. I'm all you've got. I'm all you've got, especially here in the Upper Ohio Valley. Dimitri's all you've got. If this is the first you've heard about this, and chances are it is, it's because they don't want to tell you any of this, because they hate you, because they hate Trump. Dimitri's all you've got. And I know you didn't hear any of this from the local media, but this is Vivek Ramaswamy talking about his beloved state of Ohio.
I am honored to announce my candidacy to serve as the next governor of the state of Ohio. President Trump is reviving our conviction in America. We require a leader here at home who will revive our conviction in Ohio. And that is why today I am honored to announce that I am running to be the next governor of a great state at the heart of the greatest nation known to mankind, the state where I was born and raised, the state where Apoorva and I raise our two sons today, a state whose best days are still ahead. I am honored to announce my candidacy to serve as the next governor of the state of Ohio. I will lead Ohio to be the top state in the country to start and grow a new business. I will lead Ohio to be the top state in the country to raise a young family. I'll lead Ohio to be the top state in the country where our kids get a world-class education in math, reading, writing, critical thinking, and physical education. I will lead Ohio to be the top state in the country where we give our kids the toolkit to think of themselves not as victims, but as victors in a competitive global economy. We will lead Ohio to be the top state in the country where we embrace capitalism and meritocracy instead of apologizing for it. We will lead Ohio to be the top state in the country that takes a hatchet to red tape, overregulation, and bureaucracy. We will lead Ohio to be the top state in the country where we lead the way in the sectors of the future, from semiconductors to aerospace. Look at where we are today. How about this company, guys? Love this, in the heart of Butler County. An aerospace company leading us to the future, all the way to AI and the other sectors of our future. I will lead Ohio to be the top state in the country where patriots across America actually flock to instead of Florida and Texas. I will lead Ohio to be the state of excellence in America.
Amazing stuff. You would have thought that this would have made the local news lead story. The excitement, the energy. I mean, this is incredible. And oh, by the way, Donald Trump has given him his complete and total endorsement. And I will bet you your last dollar, this is the first you've heard about it. That's how miserable the local media is. It's dying. They're just dying. They're just withering away. They're just dying. All they can come up with is really, really bad stuff about Trump. In fact, the newspaper, one of the lame dying newspapers, the Times Leader, another newspaper owned by billionaire Bob. A few days ago, I broke the story that the newspaper headline was all about Donald Trump, something bad with Donald Trump in Ukraine or whatever. But the story was all about elections. That had absolutely nothing to do with the headline, nothing at all. And I said, I'll bet you nobody even read the story because nobody cares, because as long as the headline has something bad about Donald Trump, that's good enough for the Times Leader. I checked this morning to see if they corrected that story, if they corrected the headline so it would actually match the story about elections here in Ohio. And no, they still haven't corrected it. As long as the headline has something bad to say about Donald Trump, that's all billionaire Bob cares about. They still haven't corrected this stupid thing where the headline doesn't match the story because they hate Trump.